2020年河南省普通高中招生考试试卷英语预测卷四，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。
Number one, what a beautiful and clear day. I really enjoy the warm sunshine.
Yeah, the weather is perfect for a walk.
What a beautiful and clear day. I really enjoy the warm sunshine.
Yeah, the weather is perfect for a walk.
Number two. Hello, Peter. Are you looking for me?
Yes, Mary. Mr. Shaw asks you to go to his office immediately. Your father is there, too.
Hello, Peter. Are you looking for me?
Yes, Mary.Mr. Shaw asks you to go to his office immediately. Your father is there, too.
Number three. Hello, Lucy. Would you like to go to the library with us this Saturday?
Sorry, I have to visit my grandparents in the countryside.
How about go boating in the park on Sunday afternoon?
Great idea. We need some good fun as well as exercise.
Hello, Lucy. Would you like to go to the library with us this Saturday?
Sorry, I have to visit my grandparents in the countryside.
How about go boating in the park on Sunday afternoon?
Great idea. We need some good fun as well as exercise.Number four. Bob, you look so tired. What's wrong?
I studied for too long to prepare the final exams, and I have a serious headache now.
Did you see the doctor?
Yes. The doctor said I didn't have to take the medicine, but I just needed some rest.
Bob, you look so tired. What's wrong?
I studied for too long to prepare the final exams, and I have a serious headache now.
Did you see the doctor?
Yes. The doctor said I didn't have to take the medicine, but I just needed some rest.
Number five. You sing beautifully, John.
Thank you. I am in the school singing club.I usually practice on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
You really like singing. Hope you become better and better.
I hope so.
You sing beautifully, John.
Thank you. I am in the school singing club. I usually practice on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
You really like singing. Hope you become better and better.
I hope so.
第二节，听下面几段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。
Hello, this is Steve. May I speak to Maria?
Morning, Steve. This is Maria speaking. What can I do for you?
I wonder if you can help me with my English. You know, I got bad results again.
Okay. What difficulty do you have in learning English?
I think the most difficult part is to remember too many words.
Why not make word cards after each class?
That's a good idea.
Can we do it together tomorrow? I don't know how to do it.
Sure. Let's meet at the reading room after all the classes are over.
Okay. See you.
See you later.
Hello, this is Steve. May I speak to Maria?
Morning, Steve. This is Maria speaking. What can I do for you?
I wonder if you can help me with my English. You know, I got bad results again.
Okay. What difficulty do you have in learning English?
I think the most difficult part is to remember too many words.
Why not make word cards after each class?
That's a good idea. Can we do it together tomorrow? I don't know how to do it.
Sure. Let's meet at the reading room after all the classes are over.
Okay. See you.
See you later.
Hi,
Debbie. Let's go to the science club after school.
Sorry, I can't. I have to go home early to talk with my dad.
Talk with your dad? What do you mean by saying that?
Yesterday, my friend came to visit me, and we played games on my dad's computer.
So, aren't you allowed to play games at home?
Yes, only when my dad allows.
Did your dad allow you to play that day?
No. What's worse, the computer broke down.
You should say sorry to your dad and won't do that again.
That's right. That's why I will go home early.
Good luck. Bye.
Hi, Debbie. Let's go to the science club after school.
Sorry, I can't. I have to go home early to talk with my dad.
Talk with your dad? What do you mean by saying that?
Yesterday, my friend came to visit me, and we played games on my dad's computer.
So, aren't you allowed to play games at home?
Yes, only when my dad allows.
Did your dad allow you to play that day?
No. What's worse, the computer broke down.
You should say sorry to your dad and won't do that again.
That's right. That's why I will go home early.
Good luck. Bye. Mike likes animals best, and he usually goes to the zoo. However, his friend Tina is a book lover. She could read by herself at the age of 4. Last year, she decided to try out for a volunteer after-school reading program. She spends about 30 minutes every day to help kids learn to read. The kids are sitting in the library, but you can see in their eyes that they're going on a different journey through new books. Volunteering here is a dream that comes true for me. I can do what I love to do and help others at the same time. I am so happy, says Tina.
Mike likes animals best, and he usually goes to the zoo. However, his friend Tina is a book lover. She could read by herself at the age of 4. Last year, she decided to try out for a volunteer after-school reading program. She spends about 30 minutes every day to help kids learn to read. The kids are sitting in the library, but you can see in their eyes that they're going on a different journey through new books. Volunteering here is a dream that comes true for me. I can do what I love to do and help others at the same time. I am so happy, said Tina.
Hi, Davis. The summer vacation is coming. What are you going to do?
Hi, Rose. I plan to visit the Great Wall in Beijing. Have you ever been there?
Yes, I have. I went there last year.
How did you go there?
I took the bus to the railway station, and it took me only 3 hours to arrive in Beijing.
What did you think of the Great Wall?
It was wonderful, but there were always too many people there, and it was rather hot in summer. I went swimming to keep cool.
I see. What's your plan for this summer holiday?
I am going to Beidaihe this year. It's much cooler, and I can enjoy the beach and go bird watching.
That sounds great. Whom are you going with?
Just my family. If you are interested in it, come to join us. We can spend time with both family and friends.
Wonderful. I will ask my family if they are willing to.
Okay. I'm waiting for your answer. Hi, Davis. The summer vacation is coming. What are you going to do?
Hi, Rose. I plan to visit the Great Wall in Beijing. Have you ever been there?
Yes, I have. I went there last year.
How did you go there?
I took the bus to the railway station, and it took me only 3 hours to arrive in Beijing.
What did you think of the Great Wall?
It was wonderful, but there were always too many people there, and it was rather hot in summer. I went swimming to keep cool.
I see. What's your plan for this summer holiday?
I am going to Beidaihe this year. It's much cooler, and I can enjoy the beach and go bird watching.
That sounds great. Whom are you going with?
Just my family. If you are interested in it, come to join us. We can spend time with both family and friends.
Wonderful. I will ask my family if they are willing to.
Okay. I'm waiting for your answer.
We
live on the planet with other animals. Let's meet some amazing ones. We all know the giraffe is the tallest land animal. Because of its long neck, it can reach the leaves high up on the trees. Tigers are black and orange. Their coats are so bright in green forest. But in some animals' eyes, tigers are not orange. In their eyes, tigers are green. This way, tigers can hide in the forest and catch enough food to eat. Who wears a black and white coat in the animal world? Of course, it is the panda. They don't seem pretty quiet. Their shirts can help them find each other and protect them from enemies. People usually think pigs are lazy, dirty, and silly, but in fact, they are clean, hardworking, and smart. They can remember things for a long time. They may be smarter than a 3-year-old child. Pigs can also smell better than dogs and run very quickly. What is the largest animal in the world? It is the blue whale. It lives in the ocean. It can be about 30 meters long and weigh about 200 tons. That's as heavy as 25 elephants.
We live on the planet with other animals. Let's meet some amazing ones. We all know the giraffe is the tallest land animal. Because of its long neck, it can reach the leaves high up on the trees. Tigers are black and orange. Their coats are so bright in green forest. But in some animals' eyes, tigers are not orange. In their eyes, tigers are green. This way, tigers can hide in the forest and catch enough food to eat. Who wears a black and white coat in the animal world? Of course, it is the panda. They don't seem pretty quiet. Their shirts can help them find each other and protect them from enemies. People usually think pigs are lazy, dirty, and silly, but in fact, they are clean, hardworking, and smart. They can remember things for a long time. They may be smarter than a 3-year-old child. Pigs can also smell better than dogs and run very quickly. What is the largest animal in the world? It is the blue whale. It lives in the ocean. It can be about 30 meters long and weigh about 200 tons. That's as heavy as 25 elephants.